Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. I'm excited to learn with you today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. How can you help the poor? Today's topic is Talk About It.
Today's title is Help the Poor. Help the poor. Well, that's pretty easy. Just do it. Helping the poor is the right thing to do.
Well, Pauline, don't be too fast. Remember, it's our Talk About It lesson.
Oh, you're right. In these lessons, there is a story, and then we have some kind of choice to make.
And it is not an easy one. There is not one right answer or a way to solve this problem, or one right choice.
Which is good. We have to think about it then, and we use our English to talk about it.
So, what do you think today will be about?
Well, we know it will be about helping the poor. Poor people do not have many things. They need our help.
Well, we have both lived in different countries to help the poor. I think we both have learned it's never simple to find out the right way to help.
That's right. And this will be a good conversation, I think, to have together.
I agree. So let's get started. Here's Christina with our keywords for today.
Hello, Susan 和 Joe 两个好朋友一起到公园去运动。他们看到一个乞丐坐在路边，前面还放了一个标示牌，说他需要钱。名词 sign 就是标示牌。There's a sign before him. Joe 觉得不要给他钱比较好。Susan 说 Don't be stingy, 别那么小气。形容词 stingy 就是小气吝啬的。Susan 觉得手上总有些剩下来的零钱可以给他。We can give him some spare change. 形容词 spare 就是多余剩下的。可是 Jill 觉得我们不了解这个人，说不定他是酗酒或是吸毒，万一拿钱去买酒或者是毒品怎么办？ Maybe he drinks or uses drugs.这里的 drug 就是毒品。最后 Jill 介意送他礼物，给他买东西吃，这样子他就不会饿肚子了。Let's get him a gift. 名词 gift 就是礼物。如果是你，你会出手帮忙吗？会怎么做呢？
Susan and Jill often walked together for exercise. When they walked, they talked about different things.One day, they were walking in a park. They saw a man. He was sitting with a cup in front of him. He had a sign, too. It said he needed money. They walked past him, but then Susan stopped. She said,
Wait a second, Joe. Let's give him some money.
So in our story, we have two friends. Their names are Susan and Jill. What is the activity that they often do together?
Susan and Jill often walked together for exercise.
That's right. And while they walk, they talk about different things.
So what are different things that you talk about with your friends?
Well, let's see. I talk about my work, my husband, trips that we're going on, lots of things.
That's right. I like catching up with my friends about their work. So let's go back a little bit. Our friends are walking in the park. They saw a man.
Remember that in the past tense, the word see changes to saw. How can you think of the noun of the word see?
Oh,The answer is sight. So our friends see a man. He is sitting with a cup in front of him.
Oh, I know what that means.
Yes, he is asking for money. So he put a cup out to show people that he is asking for money.
He had a sign, too. We can make a sign to tell people something.
Businesses put a sign on the door. This tells people something like the hours of the business.
The sign says something here, too. It says that the man needs money.
The two friends walk past him.
Peter, have you seen people on the street like this before?
Well, I live in a city, so yes, I often see people like this. I have a question. How do you feel when you see them? Sometimes you're sad, or is it awkward? Are you afraid, or do you feel nothing at all?
I think sometimes one or the other. This is not an easy topic.
Yes, our friends would have to agree. So at first, they walked past him. But then Susan stopped. She says, "Wait a second, Jill. Let's give him some money."
Well, our story is nowhere near being finished. I bet they have more to say.
So let's go back to this question. What do you feel when you see someone like this? Let's be honest about that.
Well, I think the first thing I feel is sad. I'm sad that people are poor and don't know how to pay for life, for a house, for to be safe. So that makes me sad.
Right. And we all have different things. Well, let's continue and we'll discuss this later. Here's part two.
Susan, I know you want to help,
Jill said.
But I don't think giving him money is such a good idea.
Why not, Jill? Don't be stingy,
said Susan.
We can give him some spare change. How can that hurt?
He's a beggar, but you don't know why,
answered Jill.
Maybe he drinks or uses drugs. He may buy some with the money.
Again, I always enjoy our Talk About It articles, because we can think and talk about difficult situations, like this one in our story today.
Then hopefully we will be better knowing what to do the next time something like that happens.
So our friends stop, and one wants to give money. The other doesn't.
Jill knows she wants to help. That is a good thing. But then she says, but I don't think giving him money is a good idea.
I think going to Christina right now would be a good idea. Let's learn from her now.
Jill 觉得给他钱不是一个好主意。I don't think giving him money is a good idea. 我想一定有很多人会觉得这个句子很难懂。不过你看一下它的句型，其实就是 I don't think 什么 is a good idea. 我不认为某件事是个好主意。今天的这个事情就是动名词片语 giving him money. 这样子是不是就看懂句子了呢？再来看一次。I don't think 什么 is a good idea. 比如说 I don't think eating fast food is a good idea. 我不认为吃素食是个好主意。或者 I don't think driving that fast is a good idea. 我不认为开那么快是个好主意。这样子看容易多了吧。
Thanks, Christina. So at firstSusan doesn't understand why Jill says this. Susan is kind of angry or offended by this.
Yeah, she says, don't be stingy.
Right, good.
I think that this is kind of a mean thing to say to a friend. Don't be stingy.
Well, yes, but no, Peter. Don't be stingy. That's today's
calendar phrase.
Don't be stingy.
Don't be stingy.
不要小气。
Money. Money for a poor man.
Okay, I'll give you a little money.
Yay. Don't be stingy.
Okay, I'll give you a little more.
Don't be stingy.
Okay, I'll give you a lot more.
Yay! Well, thanks.
Money, money for a poor man.
Don't be stingy.
Don't be stingy.
不要小气。
So, stingy here means that you do not give money to others. You don't like spending money. You want to save as much as you can. Maybe you don't spend money on yourself either.
The opposite of stingy is generous. I think that most people want to be generous, not stingy.
Yes, even this word stingy sounds bad too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I agree. Susan says we can give him some spare change. What does spare mean?
Well, spare means extra. Do you own a car? Every car has a spare tire in the back. If you get a flat tire, you put on the spare tire.
And change is money. If you buy breakfast for $3.95, then you pay with a $5 bill, you will get $1.05 back. That is your change.
But when we talk about the change in your pocket, then most likely it is just coins. But whatever it is, it isn't much money.
So what does Jill think? Can they spare some change?
Well, he is a beggar, but you don't know why. I guess that is a good point.
Yes, she keeps going. Maybe he drinks or maybe he uses drugs. He may buy some with the money.
So giving him money might hurt him more than help him. Well, friends, let's think about this during our break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. So today we are talking about a man who is asking for money on the streets. But is money the only thing people need?
What I have noticed is people all have a story why they are begging. And I think we need more than money. Yes, of course. We need food. We need health. We need attention. Maybe you can listen to their story as well.
That's a great idea. Well, I think we're going to learn some more about this story. Let's watch the rest of it together.
Susan thought Jill had a good point. But helping people is important. Susan still wanted to help.
How do you think I should help him?
She asked Jill.
Let's get him a gift,
said Jill.
Do you see that fruit stand over there? We can buy him some fruit to eat.
That is a great idea. Then he won't be hungry,
said Susan. Would you help the man? How?
So our friends Susan and Jill are continuing to talk about this beggar.
To beg means to ask, but you are really, really in need. Please, 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 please. It's not pleasant to see.
Well, let's review what Jill thought about this situation.
Okay, well, he is a beggar, but you don't know why. Maybe he drinks or uses drugs. He may buy some with the money.
Okay, so that's what Jill thinks. Now, the word to drink means to have a liquid like water or pop. But in this story, the idea is she's thinking maybe the man drinks beer, alcohol, and a lot of it.
Right. Drinks in this sense means it's his habit to drink alcohol. Or he could use drugs, which we know is very bad.
And maybe he will use the money they give him to go buy those things.
Right. So Susan thought Jill had a good point. Let's go to Christina for more about this.
Susan 觉得 Jill 讲得很有道理。Susan thought Jill had a good point. 我们来看 point 这个字。以前我们都把 point 当分数的意思用。比如 ,we got 5 points in the game. 我们在那场比赛中得五分。但是今天的 Jill had a good point, 这里的 point 是观点或是论点的意思。你可以说 ,she made some great points.表示他发表了一些很棒的观点。如果你说某个人 ,you have a point, 表示你肯定他的观点,觉得他说得很有道理。也可以说对方 ,your point is very interesting, 你的观点挺有意思的。 这些都是 point 当观点的用法。
Okay, so Jill had a good point, but helping people is also important. Susie still wanted to help.
That's good. So how do you think they should help him? What is in the article?
Well, they could give him a gift. What do you think about that idea?
Hey, I think that's a pretty good idea. Then, if he does use drugs or drink, he can't use that gift to buy those things. He can use the gift instead.
Okay, yeah, that is a good idea. And they see a fruit stand. They get him some fruit. That is healthy, and he can eat it. It is a good answer to the problem, I think.
Yeah, that's true. But this does not answer the bigger problem. He still has to beg every day. He is still on the street.
That's true. And I think that's a problem that not just one person can answer. You need bigger groups of people to think about how to solve this big problem. But maybe you can give money to those groups that try to help.
Oh, that's very good. Well, I am still glad they helped out in a little way today. So we see people that are in need, and I hope we can become creative and think of ways to help them out.
I do really like that part about this lesson, that they didn't just walk right by. They thought about this person and what he needs. I think that's really great.
Well, now it's time to review. Let's look at those keywords. You can say them along with us.
Here's your first keyword for today. Sign. Sign. What does that sign say?
Stingy. Stingy. My boss is very stingy.
Spare. Spare. I have a spare shirt.
Drug. Drug. I don't use drugs.
Gift. Gift. Here is a gift for you. Okay, friends, those are great words. Keep on practicing them. You're getting better and better. Now let's review our lesson together one more time.
Susan and Jill often walked together for exercise. When they walked, they talked about different things. One day, they were walking in a park. They saw a man. He was sitting with a cup in front of him. He had a sign, too. It said he needed money. They walked past him, but then Susan stopped. She said,
"Wait a second, Joe. Let's give him some money."
Susan, I know you want to help,
Jill said,
but I don't think giving him money is such a good idea.
Why not, Jill? Don't be stingy,
said Susan.
We can give him some spare change. How can that hurt?
He's a beggar, but you don't know why,
answered Jill.
Maybe he drinks or uses drugs. He may buy some with the money.
Susan thought Jill had a good point. But helping people is important. Susan still wanted to help.
How do you think I should help him?
She asked Jill.
Let's get him a gift,
said Jill.
Do you see that fruit stand over there? We can buy him some fruit to eat.
That is a great idea. Then he won't be hungry,
said Susan. Would you help the man? How?
Money for a monkey!
What are you doing?
Read the sign.
Give money.
Right. You give money. I get money.
So you're trying to get money?
Yeah. How much money will you give me?
I'm not going to give you any.
Hey, don't be stingy. Come on, give me a few dollars.
Why should I give you any money?
I'm hungry. I want to buy food.
How do I know you'll buy food?
I always buy food. I always buy
bananas.
Yeah. So will you give me money?
No. But here, I'll give you a banana.
Yay! That's even better.
Okay, SSM, but let me get this right. The super sentence is, when they do something, they do something else.
Yes.
And you want us to use the super sentence to rap about different animals?
Exactly. You're both rappers? I think it'll be fun.
So what kind of animals?
How about ducks?
Oh.
Or, and monkeys?
Ooh.
And,
owls.
Yes.
Oh, what about robots?
Well, robots aren't animals.
What?
But that'll be fun. Sure, let's try it.
Okay, I think we have an idea. So, when do we start?
Whenever the camera is rolling.
Oh, oh, okay.
Are we ready? 5, 4, 3, 2. Let me lay the beat.
Mm.
Wait. 1, 2, go.
Let me tell you about ducks.
Yo.
When they walk, they move their backs.
When they walk, they move their backs.
Quack, 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 quack.
Let me tell you about monkeys.
Yo!
When they run, they wave their arms.
When they run, they wave their arms.
Woo!
1, 2, go!
Let me tell you about owls.
Yo!
When they fly like this.
When they fly, they fly like this.
Woo!
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 Ooh.
Let me tell you about robots.
Yo.
When they dance like this.
When they dance like this.
Hey.
Beep, boop, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep.
Let me tell you about sentences.
What?
Oh, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
A super sentence every day will make your English great. Yo.
Well, I think this was a very interesting topic today. It's not an easy situation. So can our friends still enjoy their walk when someone else is in a bad situation?
Well, I think especially because they talked about it, they decided to do something to try and help, I think they should feel really good about that and now really enjoy the rest of their walk together.
Very good, yes. And we can help each other. We can help our friends too. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.